And welcome back to our Two Rivers Cooperative Radio postgame show. Our final score, 76-49. And right here after the game, we are joined by Noah Clayburgh, who told me it feels very nice to be up here. 2.5 years away from basketball. You're now 3 games into the season. You're finally up in this little nest up here in Pella High School's gym. First of all, how does this win feel? A very complete team win. You guys seemed like everything was working tonight.
Yeah, like you said, definitely a very complete team win. Everybody got to play tonight, and everybody did well when they stepped in. We're just now discovering our potential of how good that we can be when everybody's doing the right stuff. We're still sharpening up like our defense and our offensive skills, as we haven't played that many games. We're still very early in the season. But we've realized that we have many athletes and scorers on our team, so we can be a lethal offense, but also we take great pride in our defense. So we're just going to use our athleticism and the way we let our coaches coach us, and we're going to let that take us to the next level.
And it seems like right now that next level may be a little unexpected here earlier in the season. We're going to wrap things up here with Ballard first. You mentioned defense. In the first couple of games, maybe a little spotty at times as you're getting used to one another. But for the first time, really, it looked like control. There was, I think, at least 10 steals that your team ended up having spread out across 8 players. What does that mean about your team? Because offensively, we hear about you want to spread it out. But defensively, different guys stepping up at different points.
Yeah, it definitely means that we're all on the same page. To have that many steals from that many different players is a huge win for our defense. It shows that everybody is doing their job and helping when they need help. And when everybody's on the same page and contributing like that for a defensive mindset team like we are, it can be very, very difficult to score points on. And also, we can make it up the court and get back on time to play some good defense. So we've been very excited with how we're doing, and we definitely still have uncracked potential.
And then as we wrap up this Ballard victory, 3-0 right now, and you look ahead, you've got another conference road game. Crazy finish to DCG on Friday, but now that you've got that conference road experience, what do you think the team is going to be focusing on to get ready for another road game against a quality opponent?
I think it's just going to be being the best that we can be at this time. We're going to make strides from game to game, and also we're just going to go out there and compete. I know that all the guys, like when we practice, sometimes Coach Core always says, like, we need to have a really good practice after game day. And this team specifically has always been very intentional about having a solid practice after game day to make sure there's no flukes or nothing like slipping by us. So we're always going to be ready to play on game day, and we're just going to compete.
You say ready to play on game day. Now, for those of us on the outside looking in, you haven't played basketball competitively for close to 3 years. You played a game and started a game as a freshman and scored a few points throughout the year. Then the past 2 years have missed from injury. First of all, how does it feel just to be back out here playing a game like this and playing with the guys from the football team for the first time for a lot longer than you had the opportunity to the past couple of years?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's kind of a new experience. Like you said, I haven't done in a while. But as like a high school player, nobody likes to sit and watch your friends go out there and have fun and compete, especially for competitors like the guys on our team. So I was extremely thankful that I was able to make it out of football healthy this year and be able to come out here and kind of play basketball for my senior year and just kind of have fun with a great group of guys, but also in the same time play on a very good basketball team.
Well, and what are your goals, Noah? Because we hear about your football accomplishments, and we're actually going to talk about that in a second. But what are your goals for basketball? Because it sounds like after school you're planning to play football. What are you trying to accomplish with this winter sports season outside of just trying to have fun playing basketball for the first time in a long time?
Well, I think our team's main goal is state championship. I think we're definitely a caliber of team to do such a feat. And I think for me specifically, I need to continue to work on my ball skills, which, believe it or not, doesn't come back so quickly after 2.5 years. But just continue doing my role on defense and being aggressive when they need me to and playing smart basketball. And if I just continue to get better, then I feel like I can help the team out quite a bit.
So what do you think has been the key, not only for you, but for this team? You play state football championship 10 days before you open the basketball season. You have 1 or 2 full practices before you hit the floor.
Yeah.
How has this team been able to be so effective despite the fact that you played in a very physical football game to end your season not 3 weeks ago now?
Yeah, lots of the guys that play quite frequently are just naturals at the game. Like Will, for example, he didn't practice many times before actually playing, but he always goes out there and does a great job. But we also know that coming into the season, we're all going to be a little bit rusty, So encouragement is kind of the name of the game from that standpoint. You really just got to keep each other up and, like, not get down when things don't go your way, because eventually in the season they will start going your way as we start to, like, refine our game.
And my final question for you, Noah, last week you were named the Iowa Gatorade Player, High School Football Player of the Year. I know you're a guy that loves the team first, but what does that individual accomplishment mean for your career and for the team as a whole, and what did it mean to receive that honor?
Yeah, definitely for the team as a whole. I definitely see it as, like you said, more of a team thing. I look at all my teammates who have, like, helped, like, kind of set me up for that, and all my coaches and stuff, because, like, all the workouts and stuff that we did, I wouldn't have been able to do that without my coaches and all my teammates and stuff. So it was great to have them there. My parents were very proud, and I was very honored to have received such an award. So, yeah, it was just awesome, and I was really excited to have it and just really honored.
Well, congratulations, Noah. We look forward to catching up with you again later in the basketball season. Your final score here, 76-49. Thanks for joining us on the program, and I'm sure we'll see you again sometime later.
Awesome.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And we're going to go ahead and keep it right here inside our Two Rivers Cooperative Radio.